Hello, darling. This is Sunday. Oh goodness, I can't even think. July, excuse me, the 21st. And I'm here by myself this afternoon. And Sandy and David have gone to Idaloo. And since I was going to see Henry Mancini tonight, and they were going to keep Stephanie, they begged me into letting them take her on to Idaloo with them, and then maybe I could get some things done this afternoon and rest and relax for a while and go on with the girls to the program tonight at Lubbock at 8. It's about 5 to 5 and we're going to meet at 6, so I've just got about an hour to get ready in. And I've been sitting here. Terry's out at Oldham today. As you'll probably get my letter first, but I'll go ahead and tell you anyway. Yesterday I was at Carolyn's shower and Nova and Dove came in. They had are going to Panhandle today to see Dove's grandfather, who celebrated his 97th birthday today. And they were going to be with him, and then they're going to go back to Beatrice's and Earl's tonight and shop some in Lubbock tomorrow and then go on home. And Nova and them took Suzanne on with them and said that maybe she could come back later in the summer or something. I had decided not to go down with Sandy and David, but to wait until about the 5th of January, and that way you will have gotten your paycheck and I will have gotten mine and everything. But a while ago I called Mother, and I probably won't be able to talk very good. And I'm real sorry. And I shouldn't even try to record to you. But I have just about cried until I can't stand it anymore. And Terry, no one's around anywhere that I could talk to or that I would particularly want to talk to. And I don't want you to get upset and everything, but I just want you to be calm and to listen and just realize how much I love you and how much I miss you and how much I want you so very, very badly. When I called, Mother could hardly talk. She and Daddy were having another big fight. This has been going on and off. Seems like it happens every summer when it comes up time to start hoeing and everything. Daddy's just being a baby and a child, and oh, just like he's been so much. And Mother's just working herself down, and she's had some real bad back problems lately, and she's been running temperature with her sinus, and she's just not well at all, but yet she just keeps going. And she was fussing at me because I hadn't come down for her to sew for me, and I told her that if she didn't get the things made that she'd told me that she was going to make before you came in, then it wouldn't be any big deal and for her to rest. And she said, well, if the material was gone when I decided to come, well, then they'd just be too bad. And I told her not to get snotty with me. And so forth and so on. And I tried to talk to her and tell her to just ignore Daddy as much as she could, and to please rest, because I'm real, real worried about her, Elsa. I really am. And anyway, I just stayed on the telephone and tried to talk with her and tried to comfort her some. Told her that if I did go to Dallas, that I'd just probably leave Stephanie with them, and she said okay, that they'd really enjoy that. And I told her that if she's so exhausted now, and with she and Daddy not getting along well at all, that I didn't want to leave Stephanie if they were going to bitch back and forth all the time. And she said, well, Daddy hadn't talked back to her too much, but he sure is being an A-double-S, and he keeps throwing it up to her all the time about going to Hawaii. And if he's going to be that way, I don't know why he even let her go in the first place. She hadn't been wanting me to go down to see Nova or Liz, because she said that when you came in, we'd go. And I told her, well, that if we got to go anywhere, it'd be to Ruidoso, then I imagine you'd have to start in helping your dad, because he's had such a hard time. And She said, well, they'll be up there anyway. And then she said something about seems like Sandy and David just kept Stephanie all the time. And so I told her, well, that I appreciated them and it sure helped. And she said, well, she didn't mean it to sound tacky and she was glad I had somebody. And I don't know, darling, I'm just getting to the point to where I just don't know how much more I can take. Mentally, I guess. Now I know I'll be all right, and I keep praying about it because I'm so worried about Mother and Daddy, and you just don't know what all's been going on because I just haven't been saying anything, and I don't know what to do, but I've just about decided this afternoon that I won't go to Dallas, and I won't go to Strawn, but that about the 5th or so of August that I'll just go to Mother and Daddy's. And I know it'll be hard on me because I don't like to be around them when they're like that because it upsets me so bad. But I've decided that I'll go and maybe stay a week with them. And I guess just come back home and wait till you get here. And that way, maybe I can help a little bit, I don't know. Things get too bad, I'll just come back home. I really don't know what to do. I just wish that you were here to help me. But I know you can't be, and that you will be in 47 days. And I just want you to let me know just as quick as you get your orders as you can. Either, I hope that you can call me if you can. Because it meant so much to talk to you on our anniversary. And I know it would when you get your orders because that's something I want to share with you. And I just can't wait till you get here so that I won't have to share all this by myself. And I'm so sorry that I'm crying so, but it just seems I've gone to pieces. I forgot to take one of the pills that Dr. Minson had given to me. That may be the reason, but I keep trying to calm myself down, and I can't. So I just had to tape you a little bit. And I hope you don't mind. And I hope you won't get upset. And I hope you won't worry, because I'll be all right. I really will. As long as I have Stephanie, darling, I'm fine. And as long as I have your letters and know that you love me, which I know you do, or you wouldn't put up with so much. But you don't know how much just purity hell I went through when I was in high school and then when I was in college. And it's just about the same now with Mother and Daddy. And I love them both so much, Elsa. And I just can't stand to see them that way. And if I ever thought that you and I would be that way, I just wouldn't be able to take it. I hated for Sandy and David to take Stephanie off this afternoon, really, in a way. So I know probably I wouldn't be able to leave her because I'd miss her so. Because without you here, she's the closest link to you that I have. And I can sit and talk to her and cry. And I know she doesn't understand. But at least she listens to me. She is so sweet and so precious. And so cute when she waves by now. She's just so bright and so alert and so lovable. And oh, I'll just be so glad when the next 46 days pass and you can be with us. And you can share her with me. I just love you so much. You'll just never, never really know how much I do love you. You mean so much to me. I don't know. Sometimes I just think I can't go any further, but I always do. And even now, just sitting and typing to you has helped so much. And I know that being able to get out away late this evening and going into Lubbock with some of the girls will help an awful lot. And if you don't want to listen to this tape, you don't have to. It's kind of a rotting tape anyway, I guess. But that's beside the point. Oh, goodness. You just mean so much to me, Elsa. You really, really do. And I'm so thankful for your being the type of husband that you are. So thankful that you care so much for me and for Stephanie. And I know that I'll never have to worry about you not loving me or not taking care of me. I trust you so much. I admire and respect you so much. I just don't know what I'd do. I may save the other side of this tape so that tomorrow maybe I can get Stephanie to laugh for you some. She just laughs all the time now, and she just makes a little song, like I said, of da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And she's just so cute. She's just been teething so hard that I know she's bound to have a tooth pretty soon, surely. So maybe she'll have one by the time you get home. I know that if you don't get an early drop, that we only have 47 more days. Of course, I really hope that you could even just get a day. But if you don't, well, it'll be fine just as long as you get to come home. And I guarantee you that when you get to the coast, that you better call me and let me know what flights you're coming in on. And like I said, if you can call when you get your orders and let me know what they say, it will really mean a lot to me. I hope that calling on our anniversary didn't upset you too much. I kind of felt blah when I went to bed and everything, but it was just so good to be able to hear your voice. And oh, darling, I just love my flowers so much. You'll just never, ever, ever know how much I do love them. And the goblets. And you'll just never know how much I appreciate and love you for being so sweet to remember me in such a precious way. All the girls and, well, just everybody that has been here or called, we're so excited and just think you must be the grandest thing to do something like that. Of course, Stephanie just loved him too. She'll just look at him and grin, you know, and smile and carry on. And she sure does mean the world to me. But you even mean more to me. I just love you with all of my heart. And I want you with all of my heart. And I just pray for your safety. And that in 47 days or whenever your orders read, or whatever they read, that you'll be home. And I'll be there to meet you, along with the family. And then I get to have you all by myself. And then you won't leave me anymore. And we won't be separated. Oh, goodness, today's been such a pretty day. I've done 2 loads of clothes since they came after Stephanie. They came and got her about 2:30. And Luke came by for just a few minutes and visited with me, too. I hadn't seen her in, goodness, I don't know how long. And Terry's going to register the guest at Carolyn's wedding, and I'm going to serve punch, and that's the 3rd, 13 days from now, so I won't go to Mother and Daddy's until after then, but I'll be sure and let you know so that you'll know where I am, so that if your orders call or come down while I'm at Mother and Daddy's, well, you can call there. And Plainview's changed the telephone numbers now, and so I'll write you in the letter tonight and let you know what ours is. It's 296-5432. We have 3 digits instead of CA4 now. And, you know, Childress did this some time ago, and we're getting ready to go into direct dialing before very long. I guess once most of the towns get this 3-digit prefix, that they will. Well, the tape's about to run out on this side, and when it finishes, you turn it over. It's about 5:05 now, so I'll have to quit for a while and go fix my face up since I've cried so much. And I feel so much better now, darling, and just thank you so very much for listening to me. And you just remember how much that I love you and Stephanie loves you, and just remember us in your prayers. Just remember Mother and Daddy and all three of us. You mean so much to me, Elsa Lynn, and I'll record some more probably tomorrow with Stephanie. You be sweet and take care, and God bless you, darling, for what you mean to my life. I just love you so.